Okay, I have to say that it's fun and nostalgic to be here today because it's the Chidon Tanakh when I was a kid, I guess I could say, in elementary school and high school. So I participated in the Chidon Tanakh both nationally and internationally. Is this working? Yeah. And it was really a very special experience, especially if you really have so many other interests, both communal, from school point of view, and socially. So having, you know, the Chidon Tanakh always is something that you have to be involved with, right, was a big undertaking. But it really started my love for Tanakh, in addition, of course, to the love and care that my parents really put into our Tanakh education. And it really was the beginning of a strong foundation, right, to use later on in teaching Tanakh. So it really was a very special and monumental experience. Two of my kids also tried and, you know, participated in the Chidon Tanakh, which was wonderful, Moriah and Itamar, and that really also instilled in them, you know, continued love of learning. The others also, but it's a certain type of interest and expertise. And I do want to take this opportunity to thank my parents, both Dr. Yaffa Eliach Aleha HaShalom, for being someone who, even though she was a scholar in history, always loved Tanakh and was a real bikiya b'Tanakh and really filled the house with the love of Tanakh. And especially, I have to give a shout out to my father, right, Rabbi David Eliach, Yibadel Chaim Tovim Va'arukim, who always loved Tanakh and really instilled in us a real love of Tanakh, and especially my father's into the pshat. Pshuto shel pshat is my father's new phase and phrase that he likes to use a lot, that let's see what the pshat says. So because the Chidon Tanakh is so into pshat, and my father, Harav David Eliach, right, Shlita, is so into pshat, I figured that for the Chidon Tanakh day, Yom Iyun, I was going to do something that is very focused on pshat, and this idea how even the words of Tanakh and this concept really can inform, right, how we look at things and what is the bigger ethos and what is the bigger ideology behind a lot of concepts in Tanakh. So I want to do that with leadership. So that's what I'm going to do today. And what's interesting is I started out just with the question of leadership, because today in our society we're really dealing with leadership. What makes a great leader? What's important for leadership today? So many things are going crazy about leadership and who should be a great leader and how do you make great leaders. So I wanted to look back in Tanakh to see, right, some of our great leaders. What is the mechaneh meshutaf? What is the common denominator with all the leaders? Now, of course, to do that, right, that's very vast, right? And in our short amount of time, we're not going to be able to conquer all of the leaders. But what I want to focus on is a very interesting idea, that the truth is that as I was approaching this, I really was going in a different direction, and then when I saw in the pshat and the ideas of the psukim, I really said, wow, this is really one big theme that really permeates all of the leaders. Now, of course, great leaders, they have to be great negotiators. They have to have good values. They have to be individuals who would speak well. They have to have leadership values, right? They don't have to be perfect. We know all those ideas, but the main thing that I found, which was very fascinating when I looked through the different sources, was this major concept. And I'm going to give my punchline all the way in the beginning. So when you're going through the material, you could go through it with me, and then we'll see, wow, this really works really across the board. And what I found is that the idea of mishpat, and especially the word of mishpat, has to be associated with all the great leaders in one way or another. And surprisingly enough, all the great leaders in Tanakh have the word mishpat associated with them, but very few leaders really get that accolade of having the word mishpat associated with them. So that's really, in a nutshell, the idea, which means the idea of justice. The idea that the leader has to have a concept of justice and be able to give over that idea of justice is what makes a great leader. They don't have to be perfect. Many times, right, they try originally and they're not successful, right? But the idea of justice, that they're associated with justice, is going to be, right, one of the main ways, almost the defining way, right, that we define, right, leaders or great leaders in Tanakh. So that's really what I'd like to do today. So again, we're going to be very text pshat oriented. What I'd like to show also is that in halakha and in the parshanut, this idea is very central, even though they don't define it in this way or explain, oh, we see mishpat in all these different places, that will make what makes a great leader. But the way that they use, right, the idea of mishpat and connecting it to the different great leaders is really a very important theme. So let's start together. Now, I have been working on this even after I gave the mikorot. So I am going to also say a few more mikorot beyond what you have in your sheets, right? That's the idea. And, you know, we have to give all your makarot early on, and you have new ideas, and you want to put different concepts. So that will be our Torah Shebaal Peh, so to speak, today. I want to start with this idea. When we daven Kabbalat Shabbat, right, there are several prakim of Tehillim that are chosen. And very interestingly, right, what's the main theme of the way we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those Pirkei Tehillim that we choose, right, Leil Shabbat, when we want to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's as a shofet. So we have in Tehillim Perek Tzadik Vav, Lifnei Hashem Kiva, Kiva Lishpot Haaretz, Yishpot Tevel Betzedek, Va'amim Bemunato, which means Hashem is the shofet of the world. We don't have it in the sheets because this is something that I added a little later. We can't send in our mikorot like 5 minutes, not 5 minutes, but the night before the shiur. So, but most of this mikorot you have. Also in Tehillim Perek Tzaditet, what do we say? Ve'oz melech mishpat ahev. Ata konanta mesharim mishpat utztaka b'Yaakov ata asita, which means one of the main elements and one of the main ways we describe a Kodesh Baruch Hu is he's melech ha-mishpat. He is the king of justice. And what we're going to see is that all the great leaders of Am Yisrael have to do this imitatio dei, imitation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Mahu rachum, afata rachum. So we're going to add mahu shofet, afata shofet, or doresh tzedek u mishpat, which means we're going to see that mishpat, also tzedakah, but mostly I want to focus on the word mishpat, that mishpat is really going to be a very important value and description that all of the leaders really have to have. So we're going to start with the first time we find the word of mishpat in Tanakh. As I said, this could be a very chidon Tanakh pshuto shel pshat. Actually, my father didn't come today; he wasn't able to come. But when I showed him, you know, this shiur, many times we discuss Tanakh together, and I showed it to him. Oh, you know, as a pshat person, he was very into it, you know, so I'm giving my father's plumba of approval and his shepping nachas, right, you know, just to give him a shout out, even though he wasn't able to be here today. So what's so fascinating? In Breshit Perek Tet Zayin, what do we see? The first time we find mishpat, or the word shofet, as a shoresh in Tanakh, is with Sarah and Hagar. Sarah comes and she tells Abraham, Yishpot Hashem b'ini u'b'necha. Right when Hagar becomes pregnant, Vatikal Gvirta Beinea, she looks at Sarah lightly, right? Sarai says to Abraham, Chamasi Alecha, she's angry, right? I gave you my shivcha. She sees that she's pregnant, and she looks lightly upon me, Vaikal Beinea, Yishpot Hashem Bini Beinecha. Hashem should judge between me and you. And the question is, what should Sarai do with this? And what's fascinating, that what does she do, right? Abraham says, "Hinei shivchatech biyadech, asila tov beinayach. Do whatever you want." Vataneh Sarah vativrach mipaneh. Right? Sarah tortures Hagar. Now it doesn't say in the pshat what she does, but here would have been an opportunity for Sarah to really set the tone of what mishpat is. Not Abraham, because the first time we find the idea of mishpat is with Sarah, and maybe we would have expected that Sarah would take the reins and she would be the queen of mishpat. She would be the one that we would always turn back to and say she's the one who set justice, right, and set its place. But instead, Vataneh Sarah. Rada, disappointed, right, that Sarah is Vataneh Sarah. Rada goes overboard, right? The pshat just says Vataneh. We don't know what this inui, what this oppression was. Was it just with words, right? What did she just show her place? Rada, because he's so disappointed in Sarah, look at number two, Radak Breshit Perek Tet Zayin Pasuk Vav. Radak says, Astaima yoter midai. Right? And that would have been enough, meaning she really worked her too much, and that was the inui. Right? Avda ba befarech, right? And she worked her avodat parech. Now that's interesting because he's using the words, right, that Bnei Israel were oppressed in Mitzrayim, right? So this is a disappointment by Radak, but he goes even way further. Efshar, so he's now, right, suggesting beyond the pshat. Shaita makao ta mekalelet ota. Definitely the pshat doesn't say that she was hitting and cursing her at all. But the disappointment in Radak that here she had a possibility, a chance, to really do justice, and this was a missed opportunity. Ramban also speaks about this. And Ramban says, Chatai meinu ba'inu yazeh v'gam Avraham. Because Avraham let her do this. Which means here, Mishpat comes for the first time, right? And instead of really living a life of justice or doing justice, right, the opposite was done. So a missed opportunity, right? And that's why Radak says in the end of his Perush, v'zeh sipur nichtav batorah liknot adam mimenu midot ha-tovot ul-harchik ha-ra'ot. We learn from the stories in the Torah how to behave, what to do, what is moral, what is ethical, right? And we look to our great leaders for this message. We find this with Avraham. The next time we find the word mishpat used in Chumash is the idea of Avraham and Zdom. And in Torah it says, we're in number four, we're in Breshit Perek Yudchet, we're in Pasuk Yutet. Ki yedativ leman asher yitzaveh et banav ve'et beito acharav v'shamru derech Hashem la'asot tzedaka u'mishpat leman havi Hashem al Avraham et asher diber alav. Hashem tells Avraham what he's going to do with Zdom because Avraham is going to be the man or the person of mishpat v'tzedek. And how do we see that Avraham really lives that? We find later on, once Avraham finds out about Zdom, what does Avraham do? Pasuk kafei, chalila lacha me'asot kadavar hazeh. Meaning, Avraham argues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about this injustice in his eyes. Lahamit tzadikim rasha. How can you kill, right, the tzadik with the rasha? V'haya ka tzadik ka rasha. Chalila lach. Hashofet kol ha'aretz lo yaseh mishpat. Can the judge of the entire world not do justice? Which means Avraham is the first one, right, to really mete out justice, to ask the questions about justice. Now, it's fascinating to us that in the end, right, Zdom is destroyed because there are no just individuals. But we see this as an attempt, right, the idea, the person who's going to be the leader of Olam Yisrael, the Torah tells us, has to find out about Zdom, and doesn't just say, oh, there is Shaim, Hashem is right, he's going to destroy Zdom, arguing and trying to find justice, right, in this world. So here we have Avraham as Ish HaTzedek v'Hamishpat. And again, what does Ramban say? Ramban also discusses this idea. V'hanachon, ki Hashem Yitbarach, we're on source number five, Yitbarach, right, diber b'chvod Avraham. Rana Kodesh Baruch Hu Yitbarach, right, spoke in the kavod of Avraham, giving kavod to Avraham. Why? Because Avraham's going to be this great leader. And what's going to happen? In the future, what will people say? Here's this great leader. He heard about Zdom. He didn't really try to get justice for this city. A leader of Am Yisrael, one who's going to be the new leader of the great world, right, has to be someone who cares about justice. And that's why Ramban says this is so critical in the life of Avraham. It has to be that he was going to daven for them, care about them, right, that something important was going to be done. And what else? What does Ramban continue? And Ramban continues, Sheyodea she'ani Hashem ohev tzedaka u'mishpat. Which means Avraham knows that Hashem loves tzedaka u'mishpat. So again, Avraham as a leader knows Hashem loves tzedaka u'mishpat. He as leader has to do tzedaka u'mishpat. That is very important. A leader, the new leader in the world, will have to do tzedaka u'mishpat. Now what's fascinating to us also, right, is what about Chanoch? Right, Chanoch also is a good person before Avraham. Noach is also a good person before Avraham. But we never have the word mishpat. And also, what do we know about Chanoch? Look at number five. Vayitale Chanoch et ha'elokim ve'inenu kilakach oto elokim. Even though Chanoch walks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem takes him away. And it doesn't explain why. But what does Rashi explain? Rashi explains, look at number six, that it was so easy to influence him to do evil, so Hashem wanted to leave him as a tzaddik and took him away. Which means here is someone who can't influence others or care about others. So we do have people who are righteous, who walk with God. But Hashem has to take them away because they can't influence others. They'll be influenced to do evil. And again, look at the next page. What do we see about Noach? V'noach matzachen b'nei Hashem. Right? Ish tzadik tamim. He also was an ish tzadik tamim. Et ha'elokim italech Noach. right? But what do we know? Noah only saves himself, and he saves his family. But he doesn't do anything to really try to save others. And again, interesting, what does Rashi prove as a proof text taken from the Midrash? Right? It says, Et Elokim italech Noach. Right? Noach needed Hashem to lean on him, but he wasn't an innovator, he wasn't creative, he wasn't able to spread justice, he was able to save himself and his family. Right? But what does it say about Avraham? And again, Rashi's quoting the Midrash, but it's a wonderful proof text, right? It says, Hitalech lefanai, walk before me, which means Avraham was able to walk before Hashem, which means a leader, someone who's bringing justice. So Avraham, from the Pshat, we see the first time that the word Mishpat is used is with Avraham. And Avraham cares about people beyond his circle. We don't have that at all before Avraham. And that's what makes Avraham unique, this idea of caring about others, of bringing Mishpat, and being proactive about it. It's very interesting. Look at the Ramban, number 9. Ramban, though, says that because it says Is Tzadik Tamim, the Et Elokim Italech Noach, Ramban does want to connect the greatness of Noah with the greatness of Abraham. Don't say that Noah was not as great a leader as Abraham. For his time period, Noah was great, right? And for Abraham's time period, he was great. Imagine being a tzaddik in a place where everyone is a rasha. So Noah's on such a high level, right? That's Ramban's critique. But we also see that Noah only, he's able to survive, and his children survive, but we don't have the values or the ethics continuing in that way. Ramban would argue, the idea of shame is really a continuation of Noah and the family of shame. But we don't have the language, right? We have Noah, right, becomes drunk in his tent, and we don't have him continuing this legacy. In the Pshat also, we don't have this idea of spreading these ideologies. Now, I want to quote Rav Michal Rosenzweig, that the description of Noah is more like a survivor, right? Someone also is very relativist, which means Ich tzadik tamim haya b'torotav. We always connect Noah with his generation, in his generation, for his time. But Avraham was just great. We don't use his name or describe him for his generation or during his time. Avraham is great. He walks with God, right? He is the one who will spread for future generations tzedakah u'mishpat. And that's the difference between Noah and Avraham. Avraham's a survivor. Noah's a survivor, Abraham's a leader, an innovator, someone who can give this value, right, for all future generations. Until this very day, right, this idea of Abraham and the idea of Mishpat is really, right, coursing throughout our veins. The next great leader, if we look at Moshe, what do we see with Moshe very early on, right, in his life? Again, this idea of justice. The first time we meet Moshe, the word Mishpat is used as well. Where do we see that, right? We see it with Moshe going out, right? The first time he goes out to his brothers, he tries to mete out justice by killing the Mitzri. The next time he tries to mete out justice by speaking to the two Bnei Yisrael. We're on source number 10. And what do we see? What's the response of the two Bnei Yisrael to Moshe? Mi samcha li'ish sar v'shofet aleinu. Who made you the judge and leader upon us? Right? Halargeni ataomer kasher harakta tamitzri. Are you going to mete out justice by killing us like you killed the Egyptian? Which means the idea that Moshe took matters, right, and tried to mete out justice was known. But also, when you try to mete out justice, right, that means, you're taking a stand. You are a leader. So we have originally with Avraham, he asks Hashem, Hashofet kol ha'aretz lo yaseh mishpat, but still, all of Zdom is destroyed because there is no Mishpat there, right? There are no tzaddikim. Here also, very interestingly, Moshe tries this idea of Mishpat. He's not successful originally because they say to him, who are you to judge us, right? Misamcha li'ish sar v'shofet aleinu. But we see that this is the beginning of the identity of Moshe as a person who cares about Mishpat. And we also see with the Ro'im of Yitro, right? The daughters of Yitro, right? And the Ro'im. What happens there? We see that also Moshe metes out justice. And he metes out justice by really drawing the water for the daughters of Yitro. So Nechama Leibovitz, right, brings a beautiful idea in one of her Iyunim, right? Right away from the get-go, what do we know about Moshe? He's an Ish Mishpat, right? Whether it's between a Jew and a non-Jew, whether it's between two Jews, right, or whether it's between two non-Jews. Moshe cares about Mishpat. And that sets him as an Ish Mishpat, justice. Abraham, justice, has to be connected with his name originally. Also, here we have it with Moshe, justice has to be mentioned. And also, the Hamek Davar has an interesting idea, because what does it mean when they say Shofet Aleinu? Is it your job, l'hashkiach v'lish drosh tzedek? Which means, according to, right, the Netziv, they understood right away that he was looking for tzedek, looking for justice. Right, that was right his goal. Are you an oppressor, sar, or are you a shofet? You can't be both. But what's also fascinating is right after Yamsuf, after the Makot, after Moshe already speaks to Paro, what do we see with Moshe right after Yamsuf, right after Shirat Hayam? We're on number 13. We're in Perek Tetvav. If you look in Perek Tetvav in Pasuk Kafei, Vayitzak El Hashem, right, Bnei Israel asked for water. So Moshe does all these nisim for them. Hashem does all these nisim. Not enough. But he cries out to Hashem, he sweetens the water, but what's the most important thing? Sham sam lo chok u'mishpat v'sham nisahu. Which means, now, after all the nisim, right, in Mitzrayim, and after Yamsuf, what does Moshe still have to establish himself as? An ish chok u'mishpat. An ish mishpat. For him to be able to give the Torah mishpat Hashem, Moshe has to reestablish himself. So number one, he establishes in Mitzrayim. Number two, we see he is sham sam lo chok u'mishpat v'sham nisau. He has to be, right, a person of justice. He has to embody justice. And what's interesting is the Ramban says, what is Rashi's comment? Look at number 14. Rashi's comment is, what's the mishpat that he taught? He taught them some of the chukim and some of the parshiot of the Torah. Shabbat, para, and dinim. All the different types of areas of law that you can find, right? That's Lashon Rashi. And the Ramban says, Shiit Askubahem. So the Rambans, we're doing the Ramban's reading, right? We're doing the Ramban's reading of the Rashi. So Ramban sees it that he's actually giving them the mitzvot to do already at this time. But Ramban himself feels that what is he really doing at this time? He's not giving them the mitzvot that they should do them, because that's only Matan Torah, that you really have the chiyuv. But what is he doing? He's teaching them these values. So Ramban says, right after Yamsuf, what does Moshe have to teach? These mitzvot, but not to teach them that they have to do these mitzvot, but as values of Am Yisrael. Moshe has to be the value teacher of Am Yisrael. That's the chok u'mishpat that he's teaching. Just like, look at the words of the Ramban, right? Al derech shelam limed Avraham avinu et haTorah. The same way Avraham taught Torah, so what was he teaching? There's no chiyuv of Har Sinai yet. We didn't get the Torah. But these values, that's what Avraham was teaching. The values of Torah. So Avraham teaches mishpat, the values of mishpat utzakah. What is Moshe teaching? Moshe is also teaching the values. And these are the same values that Avraham was teaching those days as well. The hayaze lahar gilam b'mitzvot. Which means to get them involved, to get them connected with this kind of kesher with Am Yisrael, with Torah mitzvot, with mishpat utzdaka, because those are the value systems that have to be ingrained in Am Yisrael. And that's why also, again, before Moshe is able to give the Torah, what does he do? He is the judge of Am Yisrael. He is the judge. And again, the word mishpat. Look at number 15. Shmot Perek Yudchet, right before Kabbalat HaTorah. Vayhimi macharat vayeshev Moshe lishpot et ha'am. Moshe is judging Bnei Yisrael mina boker va'ada erev. He is the judge of Am Yisrael. Which means Moshe, even before giving the Torah, which is the ultimate giving of mishpat, Moshe has to establish himself as the shofet of Am Yisrael. As the one who is not only the one who gives judgment, but also the value, right? The one who gives over values in Am Yisrael. So here we already have Avraham and Moshe, that Mishpat is connected with their names in a very clear way. Yehoshua as well. In the end, when we speak about Yehoshua, look at number 16, Yehoshua Perakav Dalet. Vayichrot Yehoshua Brit La'am. He makes a Brit with Bnei Yisrael. In the end of his tenure as leader of Am Yisrael in Perakav Dalet, Vayasem lo chok u'mishpat bishchem. Also, for Yehoshua to be a great leader, right, we have to discuss that he gives chok u'mishpat for Am Yisrael. So just like his great mentor Moshe, we also find that Yehoshua gives chok u'mishpat. You can't be one of the great leaders without giving chok u'mishpat, especially mishpat. So I have a question for you, right? This is my hashara. If we know Sefer Shoftim, right, why are the Shoftim all called Shoftim? And why is each one a Shofet? What is it about the Shoftim of Am Yisrael that each one is a Shofet? Right? In Sefer Shoftim, Vayishpotet Yisrael, Vayishpotet Yisrael. Really, who's the only Shofetet? Okay, I gave it away. Right? That it really says that she was a real judge per se, that she judged Am Yisrael? Only Dvorah. So how did we get this phrase that being a Shofet is a leader? That's what I want to say. Which means Avraham and Moshe and Yoshua, who are the consummate leaders of Am Yisrael, we have Mishpat associated with them. So Bnei Yisrael, when they see a leader, what do they think about them? They are a Shofet. They are judges. And not just judges sitting in court, but they give us our value systems. They are leaders. And just so happens that Moshe and Avraham were also individuals who were involved in war, right? So you can also be someone who's involved in war and battles, right? But your main goal, right, should be, right, to give values and to give those kind of ethical and moral ideas, right? And also the rule of law for Am Yisrael. So if you look at number 17, we know throughout all of Sefer Shoftim, right? Vayakem Hashem Shoftim LeYisrael, right? They're always called Shoftim. So what I want to say is, what does the word Shofet really mean? Leader. Because that's how they identified the leaders. And that's why I want to say that, look at Shmuel Aleph Perek Zayin, right? We speak about Shmuel, he was the greatest leader of Am Yisrael, post, right, Moshe and Yoshua. And he is one of the greatest Shoftim. And he does judge Am Yisrael. And we have a lot of words of Mishpat because he is that consummate leader. And that's why we can connect him so many times with Moshe Rabbeinu. And what does Shmuel want to do? He wants to set his sons, right, as Shoftim. But they're not leaders like Shmuel, right? They're not leaders like Shmuel. So let's go to the next page on your sources, right? They're not leaders, right, like Shmuel. So what do Bnei Yisrael ask for, right? They ask for a leader. But look how they ask for a leader, right? They ask for a leader in Pasukei. Hinei ata zakanta ubanecha lo halchu bidrachecha. Ata sima lanu melech l'shofteinu kechol agoyim. We want a melech l'shofteinu, right? We want a melech who's going to judge us, right? Now, kechol agoyim, we're going to see it says it in Chumash as well. But the language in Chumash, so I just want you to look down for a second, Perek Yud Zayin in Dvarim, what does it say? Ubata la kohanim halvi'im vela ela shofet. The inyan that we have right before melech is what inyan? Is the inyan that you have to go to the shofet for mishpat. You go to the kohen and the levi. Which means, originally, what is the idea of melech? That you will have a split in leadership. Which means you'll have a balance of powers. You're going to have the Kohen, the Levi, and the Navi, and, right, the judicial leaders. And then we're going to see that you're going to have a Melech. That both, right, both things of Tzedek u'Mishpat and Malchut don't go together. You have the Melech, and you will have separately, right, the Kohen, Levi, a Navi, a Shofet. So again, look at Perek Yud Zayin. We're in Devarim, we're number 20. Ubata l'Kohanim halvi'im ve'la shofet asher yeh bayamim ahem. V'darashta v'igidu l'cha et dvar ha-mishpat. Right? Look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. Al pi ha-Torah asher yeruch ha-va'al ha-mishpat. And then when we get to Melech, look at Pasuk Yud Dalet, right? Bnei Yisrael will say, asima alai melech kechol ha-goyim asher svivotai. It doesn't say, l'shofteinu. What did Bnei Yisrael add when they're asking for a shofet? L'shofteinu. Because what's their idea of a leader? A shofet. It has to be someone who is also going to do mishpat. So Shmuel was a leader, did mishpat. His sons are not going in his ways. Now that they want a melech, for them, it's not according to the words of Dvarim, right? Asim alai melech, kechol goyim. L'shofteinu. The idea of mishpat is so central. But who really should have been the shofet? Who was the shofet at that time? Shmuel himself, right? And even though he sets his sons don't go bidrachav, but that's not the job of a melech. There should be, right, a division of jobs. Right? And that's why, right, as a personal affront, but also, this is not the official job. What is the reaction of Shmuel? Right? He is very disappointed. Right? He's very disappointed. And he says, I'm going to judge you and tell you what's going to be, ironically, it's a great play on words, right? Mishpat HaMelech. Look back now, right? A paragraph above number 20 in Dvarim. We're back in Sefer Shmuel. Right? When they ask for Tna lanu melech l'shofteinu, right? Vait palel Shmuel al Hashem. And Hashem is upset. Bnei Yisrael are, Shmuel is upset. Hashem is upset. Because who really should be the Shofet? Hashem. Hashem is the Shofet. And Shmuel is the representative of Mishpat. right? If they're asking for mishpat kechol goyim, that goes against completely, right, what the melech is supposed to be. If anything, shofet b'derech Hashem, and we already have that balance of powers, right, as we saw in Perek Yud Zayin. That's why, look at number 21, that's why Shmuel, at the end of his days, at the end of his reign, right before, right, he is appointing Shaul as melech, he says, atah hityatzvu v'ishavta etchem lifnei Hashem, right, et kol tzidkot Hashem asher asai etchem, which means, Shmuel is saying, I still have the tzedek card, the mishpat card. That is still the role of the Navi, and that's not the role of the Melech. So our question is, how does David, and how do Malchei Beit David really integrate, or how do we have this integration eventually, that a Melech Yisrael, right, or Melech, I'll say Malchei Yehuda, right, a Melech in Yisrael can also be a Shofet, or the word Lishpot, right, is used connected with the Melech. So, we're going to find David. We're now talking about David. We're on number 22. In Shmuel Aleph Perakav Dalet, right, we have this question, right? So many things, right? Each idea here is a separate she'ur. I just want to give this bigger idea of Mishpat and how it's found in Pshat and how it really identifies these leaders. And you can't find it used with any other leader that I'm mentioning today in the she'ur. Right, we have the idea of tzedek in Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu. We have a lot of discussions, but connected with individuals, right, are only the individuals that we are mentioning here today. This idea of mishpat. So when Shmuel Aleph Perek Kaf Dalet, David in the cave with Shaul. David can kill Shaul HaMelech, and he takes the sword and the sword of Goliath, really that he got from Nov Ira Kohanim, and his men say, "Go kill David, go kill Shaul," and David goes and he cuts his coat. Let's look at Pasuk Hei. Vayach Rechen, afterwards, David's heart, Vayach Lev David Oto. He feels bad, right? And he tells his men, right, Chalila Li Mehashem, I really feel bad because he's Mashiach Hashem, the anointed, right? And David also knows he's the anointed. And he cuts his people off with his words, right? And that's also very important that David is able to use his words and his sword, right, in the appropriate time. However, what is so interesting here, and I want to get in your booklet. We're now going to page 5 on your Mekorot. When David and Shaul are out of the cave, and David speaks out to Shaul, and he shows him his knaf me'il, and he says, I really could have killed you, and I did not kill you. What are the words that he uses? Pasuk Yud Bet, Yishpot Hashem b'ni u'b'necha. The same words that we found the first ever usage, right, in Tanakh, when Sarah says it to Abraham, Yishpot Hashem b'ni u'b'necha. And what do we see later? Bataneh Sarah, right? She really oppresses Hagar, doesn't take that opportunity then, right? Later on we see, right, that according to the Ramban, the fact that Hagar has to leave, but it's Garesh, which means she's not oppressing her, but he can't, you know, rule with Yitzchak because he's mitzachek, he's joking around, he's the opposite of what mishpat should be, and therefore there is, right, precedent, right, for what she does, and that, according to Ramban, is justified. But let's put that aside. Yishpot Hashem b'ni u'banecha, and what is David saying? Hashem should take revenge, right? Hashem should take revenge, right, on you, which means I'm not going to kill you, says David to Shaul. You're running after me and you want to kill me? Hashem will take revenge, right? Yishpot Hashem b'ni u'b'necha u'nekamani Hashem imecha. And Hashem will take revenge. So even when David is talking about justice, what word is he using here? Nekama, right? Hashem will take nekama, right? And again, pasuk tetvav. Hashem should be the dayan, and Hashem should fight my battle, v'yishpateini miyadecha, which means for David it's personal, and it's nekama. And later when we find David, right, when Naval does not want to give him food, right, what does he want to do? He wants to kill Naval. He's not even waiting for nekamat Hashem. It's a level that David is acknowledging here, I'm not going to take justice into my own hands, but we see it's not a complete understanding of what mishpat is, right? And therefore, he says, Hashem should take my revenge. Hashem's going to fight my battle. It's personal. He's not seeing it as something bigger for the world or bigger for Am Yisrael. So he's not that public leader yet. And who's the one who teaches him not to take that personal revenge? Abigail has to stop him when he wants to kill Naval. So we see that David doesn't understand this, right, yet, this idea in this fullest, right, in this fullest way. But we see that he's at least mentioning this concept, and we see that it's something that David is going to have to work on, but is an idea that he understands. Let's go now to number 23. Okay, we're going to number 23. I just want to... I just want to look at the extra. Okay. I do want to mention, I don't have it here in the sources that I gave out, but since Rabbi Weider mentioned it, and I actually have it in my extensive notes that I did for myself, there is an interesting mention of Mishpat with David before the episode that I'm going to mention right now. It's, for those who were in Rabbi Weider's shiur just before, he mentions, right, when David is with Achish Melech Gat, right, and Achish thinks that he's killing, right, Bnei Israel from Yehuda and bringing, you know, money and possessions and rechush, that he's bringing that for Achish Melech Gat, but really he's killing the Amaleki and the Gishuri and all the other Shvatim, not Bnei Israel, but the non-Jews. It says, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'ish v'isha lo yechaye David l'havig Gat lemor, pen yagidu aleinu lemor, ko asa David, v'cho mishpato kol hayamim asher yashav, right, Bizdei Plishtim, which means that Tanakh also here uses the idea Mishpato. So is it that David is doing Mishpat? This is the question. Is he doing Mishpat that Shaul lost the Melucha because he doesn't kill Amalek, and now David is killing Amalek? Is this a compliment? Oh, now he's doing Mishpat? Or is it a criticism that the word Mishpat is used with David here when he's not really doing Mishpat? But the word Mishpat is being used because this is a question. Is David able to be the leader for all Am Yisrael and to bring Mishpat? And then we have number 23, which you all have this source. Is this source in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed? Again, same story. David, when he has to run away from Shaul, he joins Achish Melech Gat, and he's even going to fight with the Plishtim versus Yisrael. Achish Melech Gat says, you can't stay with me, I'll give you the city of Tziklag. He gets the city of Tziklag, and then David goes out and he does certain forays. They come back home, and they see the whole city is burnt ba'esh. They ask Hashem, look at the psukim as I'm telling it over, pasuk, right? Dalid, hey, Vav, right? All these psukim, we're in number 23, we're in Perek Lamed, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed, right? They ask, should we go and fight and try to get back our women, our children, our possessions? The city is burnt, and Hashem says, yes, you'll be successful. So David goes, right, and they fight, and they're able to recapture miraculously all the women, all the children, all their possessions. Just their city was destroyed, right? And David split his people into two groups, 400 and 200. And the 400 people who actually fought say, give the women and children to the people who were, you know, standing on the Kelim, who were, you know, making sure that we wouldn't be attacked from the back and just holding down the fort. But the 400 people who fought deserve all the spoils from war. And look what it says about David. We're in number 24. We're in Pasuk Kafei. Vayhi me'ayom ahu v'mala v'yisimea lechok ulemishpat liYisrael ad hayom hazeh. For David, now that Shaul's about to die in the next perek, and David was anointed, but David has to prove himself that he could be a great leader, not just care about his own possessions, not care only about himself, right, and his own nekama, or his own success, but to also be able to lead a group of people and come to justice in the end. David says no, all 600 have to share everything equally, and that's going to be a rule from now till the future, which means David is able to bring justice, to speak when everyone is saying something else, to really try to find a certain kind of unity and explanation, and to set the law from that time and on. So again, this phrase of Chok u'Mishpat, we had it with Abraham, the idea of Mishpat, we have it with Moshe, we had it with Yoshua, of course Shmuel, and that's why we always have these connections between Shmuel and Moshe, and here we find it with David. Now it doesn't mean that David has to be perfect, and does Mishpat in every single case, which we know not. But the idea that he could teach this basic principle, even though he will make personal mistakes, the idea that he could teach this bigger, broader principle is very important. And that's why, really, David becomes the icon, right, of the Melech of Israel. David Melech Israel. Look at the Rashi, number 24, and it's very interesting. Me'ayomahu v'mala, Rashi explains, lo ne'mar v'hala, ela v'mala, ki kfar hinhig Avraham b'chok ze, biladai, rak asher achlu ha'ne'arim. When Avraham goes to war, right, he wants Eshkol, Aner, and a Mamre to get what they deserve when they went out to battle. Again, it's so beautiful. Rashi is already referring all the way back to Avraham that these rules of engagement are already from the time of Avraham. That's why it doesn't say that David established it for the first time. He's going back to this idea from Avraham, this idea of Chok Mishpat, this idea of how do you behave, what are the rules of engagement? What is justice in this kind of situation? So really, all the greats have this idea of mishpat, this understanding, and they don't come to it right away, right? There is some kind of development, but each one does it in their own way. But the language, idea of mishpat, is identified with each one. If you go to, I don't have this in the sources that you have, but in Shmuel Bet Perek Tedvav, how does Avshalom convince everybody to come after him that he's going to be the king when David is running away, right? Avshalom rebels against David, his own father, and he becomes, right, he wants to become Melech Yisrael. What does Avshalom tell everybody? He sits in the Sha'ar and he says, Kol ish asher yelo riv lavo el ha-melech lemishpat. He sets himself up as judge. And he tells everyone, anyone who comes to me for justice, what will I do? I'll make him a tzaddik. I'll be matzdikoto. So again, what does Avshalom understand? To be a melech, what do you have to really identify with? What do you have to be seen as? Perceived as the king of mishpat. Even though Avshalom is not doing mishpat, he's saying, whoever comes to me, vihitz taktiv. But again, that is fascinating. So let's move on. I just want to say one more thing before we get to Shlomo. You're on page 25 on the bottom. I'm just using my extensive copy. We still have Shlomo. But look at Shirat David, right? Again, I'm going to tell it to you. If you don't have it with you, you don't remember, you know it by heart, right? In Shirat David, in Shmuel Bet, Perakaf Bet, also it's in Tehillim, Kichol mishpatav lenegdi v'chukotav lo asur mimena, which means, what is David singing about himself when he is Melech Yisrael and Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael, talking him about himself as Mishpat. And that's why, look at number 25, bottom of page 5, and now let's go to page 6. Right? What do we know about Shlomo? When Shlomo wants to become a great king, what does he ask from Hashem? Chochmah, in order to be a great shofet, to do mishpat for Am Yisrael. Ki miyuchal lishpot et amcha kaved hazeh. So what does Shlomo understand? To be a great leader, to be one of the super greats, what do you need? You need this idea of mishpat. And he's successful with mishpat. But he's not successful because he takes all the wives, right? And he doesn't have continuity. He does mishpat for his time, but he doesn't pass it on, right? He doesn't have that idea. And the same thing we see with Yehoshaphat. The next connection that you have is Yehoshaphat. You have it as number 26, right? Who else is a great king? Yehoshaphat. Even his name is, right, in the shoresh of mishpat. Yehoshaphat is a great king, right? And he spreads mishpat all over the land, and he sets up all these courts. However, what big mistake did he do? Similar to Shlomo, he marries off his son Yehoram to Ataliah, the daughter of Ahav. So even though he does mishpat, it doesn't have a chance to continue, which means doing mishpat for yourself is not enough. That's why he says for David, me'ayomahu v'mala, Avraham l'man asher yitzaved banav. Moshe gives chok mishpat and gives the Torah that kind of long term. Also, Yoshua makes a brit. Also with Shmuel, he's judging Am Yisrael. This idea, but he wasn't successful long term in the sense with his sons. He makes them as shoftim, right? And they're not able to continue. An interesting halacha that we have, if you look at the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Yoter Amud Aleph, right, is the idea, it says, Melech Lodan. What does it say in the Gemara? Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shanu Ela Malchei Yisrael. When it says in the Mishnah that Malachim don't judge, it's only Malchei Yisrael. What does the Gemara say? Aval Malchei Beit David Dan V'daninotam. And what's the proof text? Beit David in Yirmiyahu Perakaf Aleph, Ko Amar Hashem Dinu Laboker Mishpat. Which means, what's the identity of a Melech? The idea of Mishpat. And only the great ones get the word Mishpat associated with them. only one other melech, right, had the word mishpat associated with him, and that is Yotam. Because Yotam does mishpat when his father, right, Uzziyahu, has tzarat, so his father can't rule, right, and only Yotam, right, is judging, and that's how he is, right, acting as king, but doesn't have the shame of melech. So when it says that Yotam is shofet, I'm sorry I don't have it here, that's in Melachim Bet Perek Tetvav, if you want to add it on. Right, we see. So I want to conclude with this. Look at number 27, Yishayahu Perek Yud Aleph. When we talk about the Melech HaMashiach, what do we say? V'yatza choter migeza Yishai v'netzer mishorashav Yifre, v'nacha alav ruach Hashem ruach chochma u'bina, ruach etza u'gra ruach dat v'irat Hashem. But what's, right, the identifying unusual characteristic? Lo lemare enav yishpot, right, v'shafat betzedek dalim. Which means, what is the identification and what is, right, the special identity, right, of a melech, of the melech HaMashiach, it's the idea of tzedek and mishpat. So we see that this idea really starts all the way with Avram Avinu, this idea of tzedek, this idea of mishpat, and here we have it really very clearly. This idea of tzedek and mishpat, and especially that the word mishpat really followed the great leader. So even if they're not perfect all the time, but they've taught us this idea, and that's why Am Yisrael is really the religion of justice.